All right. Oh, a hat. I need a hat. I've been really happy with my weekends lately. I've been accomplishing good things, Lee. Getting some stuff done. What? Am I already okay? Well, that ain't funny.
Well, Matt should be happy. We're supposed to have smoothie. I mean, spaghetti. Ha!
Spaghetti? Yeah. He can make his own. He's a guy. He'll probably want either macaroni and cheese or the other normal stuff. I don't know. Might as well tell him to make enough for him for lunch and for dinner.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't eat it all. Or whatever. And what matters is what you think.
Yeah.
I've never been able to talk you out of thinking that. What I think matters more, which I think you're just fine. Yeah, well. I love you. That's all I can say, is how much I love you. Alright, man. You feeling all ready, buddy? You gonna wear a hat or no?
Please, hat.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and take this out to the garbage. Thank you. Oh, wow. No. Well, here's our volunteer pumpkins. They just keep on growing. I don't know. It's gonna get crazy. I predict. Anyway, now that a lot of the, I don't know what to call the stupid things, the super dandelions have pretty much gone through their phase. And things are starting to settle down. Starting to see more grass than anything else, which is great. Hi, guys. Whoops. Oh, yeah, for the taking of the pictures and stuff like that. Of course.
Because I walked out and I said, "Who's Dad talking to?" And then I realized, oh, probably him.
Oh, you can just say he's talking to himself and it makes everybody feel better. Just recording as always.
The grass is growing from underneath through all that, and I can't, it's not like a week where I can just pull it out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that our pumpkins take over and shade it out enough that it'll just, you know,
well,
the grass won't do much. I know, never works out.
No, I haven't really watered it or anything.
No, we need to water it a little bit.
Of course, it's been rained on.
Yeah, crackles in our yard. Yeah, jerks. Where are those little barn swallows coming to scare them off? Dive bomb them and such. I don't know. Oh, you might want to paint it. You have to get to that tough deck paint type stuff. You know, the really expensive garbage. Because it'll wear out pretty fast. I guess.
Sand, varnish it or something.
Well, I don't know. I guess. Yeah, maybe. Not much anymore. Well, I don't think this really is a residence anymore. I think they just use it for storage. I don't think there's a house. Certainly nobody ever parked in front of it as if it was a house. Yeah, I think it's just a junk heap. I think Pepe owns all those. And he rents out a few, or their family members. And the last one, he just, I don't know, it's just full of garbage from it. Because it looks like they've boarded up all the windows on the outside. Some on the inside too. Oh, thank you. Oh, well, look at that bird. He's loving it. See the bird, Matt? Right there? Yeah, he was over there just having a good old time, getting sprayed on. He loves it. Yeah, I think he is. Oh. Yeah, I feel kind of weird about tooth and carry. Like, originally, I kind of almost came here under false pretenses. You know, working for WIC, right? Got transferred here from WIC. You know, and there was a kind of a whole constellation of things I was supposed to be a part of. And I dutifully went to all the meetings I was supposed to go to, you know, health councils and yada yada yada, right? A little too naive at the time to figure out that it was all kind of a certain kind of people do that sort of work, and I was weird because I wasn't one of those sorts of people. Whether it was from a political outlook or stuff like that. Big dog. Down the thing further.
That was a German Shepherd that was loose the other day, huh, Matt?
I'm guessing it's just loose.
Yep.
Well, it's got a collar, though.
Thanks, Congress.
An orange collar. Anyway, but yeah, you know.
Whoa. I thought you were talking about the first, like, two times that you came here to get a job with me somewhere else.
No, I wasn't talking about that. No, I'm not saying this isn't the place the Lord wants to dump me. I mean, no, that sounds bad. This is the little part of the vineyard he wants me to be. I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but anyway. But yeah, you know, and people would say, well, where are you from? And I go, oh, I don't know, lots of places. spot. Yeah, well, where's your home? And you go, well, Tuxedo, I suppose. So been here long enough. So it's been 25 years, I don't know. You go, well, that's, well, then there it is. So are you part of the community? And I said, no.
Used to be.
But, like I said, used to be, it was kind of under false pretenses. I wasn't really a very good part of that group.
Even when you were working for NCA?
It was starting to become a little bit strained then. And now it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not even going to get involved. I said, I think it would be rude to you guys. So this is the kind of stuff that left-wing people own. I said it, it's not my place to even make comment on it particularly. I says, oh, I do, but yeah, I says, I'm definitely not one of the group. And
on that left-wing.
And the thought of the coronavirus and everything growing out of it, these people are just ecstatic, I'm sure, about all this stuff because there's tons of money being flooded into, quote, public health. You know, and Brenda went from being the extension agent to being the next Alita, and it became obvious to me at some point, later than it should have probably, because I'm slow, you know, that I had no business being in cooperative extension either. I don't have a particularly, you know, rural background. I've lived in places like this. But yeah, it's like, well, did you used to farm? Were your family's farmers and ranchers? And I go, not lately. My great-grandfather was a rancher. I go, but nobody else was.
Your grandmother leased out that ranch.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of people owned the land, but they...
But that's about where it ended.
But they had nothing to do with it, yeah. It was all about, well, who are we going to get to run it? Because it's not going to be us. So, yeah. And it's like, well, I don't have any business here either. So it's like, so what is your place in the community? And it's like, none. I don't have any.
I work outside of the community.
Says,
I go to church there.
Yeah, but that doesn't... I'm certainly not a part of one of these community things. I take care of an ex...
I hear it. Okay.
Ex-patriot church, you know, for Utahns who get jobs here. You know, sorry. Says, is it true? Yeah. And so, yeah, when it comes down to So what's your contribution to your community? It's like, I don't make one. You go, can I be honest? I don't even... Oh no, you guys do fine. I don't even shop here. So I'm not even supporting the local economy particularly. Yeah. So... Well, if we're going to be using the church's money, we might as well support the local economy, right? I think the church would say that. So, you're doing just fine. Yeah, it doesn't take up a whole day just traveling to find something. Anyway, but yeah, it makes me think, and it's like, well, what should I do? And you go, I don't know what, I wouldn't perceive that anybody would welcome anything I had to say or do in relation to this community. And you go, my best thing is just to kind of lay low, do what I do, behave kind of like the ranchers do, which is, toucan carry. I don't really get involved in toucan carry. It's not my affair. Especially if they live out of town, right? So they don't live there. You know, I do business with Amarillo or Albuquerque or someplace like that. So toucan carry just happens to be a place where I go and get gas because it's more convenient. And so, yeah. Some place to lay down your head, right?
A free place before.
Well, it's not free anymore.
It's free.
It's paid for, that's for sure. It's not free. We still have to do all taxes. That's my basic contribution. That's true, but that's fine. I do make a contribution to the community in that I pay my taxes, you know. Although I'm sure they're quite upset that I don't have a big house and they can charge me more in taxes. Sorry. Anyway, so, yeah, you know. I'm not a big school booster. I guess the thing that made me start thinking about this is looking at somebody's license plate that had the toucan carry rattler front plate on it.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I could care less. Only one of my kids even went to school here. And he was an outrider, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Even though they were bound determined to make sure he didn't. So yeah, and people go, well, aren't you supportive of the local sports program? And you go, no. Because none of my kids participated in the sports program. Anyway, yeah, and they go, yeah. So yeah, they go, well, you're not a good member of the community. And they go, I never purported to be. Never did. Said I'm a... The thing that brought me here, I've almost fully abandoned. Wasn't even the right person for that job, particularly. And yeah, it says ever since then, I've really been I've really been more of a well, you know, most of my work has been someplace else. I don't have a job here, you know. I'm not. So when people say, well, the community's given so much to you, you know, you've got a job, and you go, well, not from here. My job's 100 miles away. I've got one of those weird internet jobs. About that, you go, so what? And then I go, does it really matter? I don't know. And then I say, you know what? Stop thinking about it. What good does it do? Oh, just me. Like I said, Matt's more of a fixture here. We're just living with Matt. Yeah. There's not much here. Somebody Matt's age isn't going to stay here.
Yeah, we were, like, when you go out to the mall, you know,
yeah. Yeah. Maybe not, I don't know. Yeah. The problem is now Matt doesn't get out as much. He doesn't go shopping with you. So yeah. So anyway, old Tooth and Carry. I used to care more about getting away. Now I don't.
Why is that?
Huh? Well, because I'm more... I'm more fishing out the pension than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing.
See? So, when I was younger, it was more about getting a life. Now it's like, well... I don't need to get a life now.
You got, what, 7 years?
Something like that.
Yeah. Take it, what, 7 years to life,
though? Is that what I'm doing for you, Lee? So once I'm retired, and it's like, well, you can live wherever you want to now. I've already got a house here. Well, no, I could afford it. It's just that it's much more affordable here. Something. I think this would be... Well, I tell you, I was listening to old Dennis Prager this morning. And he was saying, I'm not going to say there is anything malicious in this coronavirus. Did I think... Everything we've done has just been a huge mistake. Because we shouldn't have done it. Because we shouldn't have shut down. We should have just proceeded through as if this was nothing to be concerned about. This is... Now, we're getting reports... So the funny thing is now the mystery media is now lying about the second surge. He goes, there hasn't been a second surge. Because this is behaving just like the flu. You go through, people die, some people die. Most of us just kind of sneeze a lot. He goes, everybody wants so badly for this to be a catastrophic thing, and it's just not doing it. So they don't look like it. You know?
Get over yourself.
It's all about style.
They send out stupid signals. You don't have to wear a mask anymore, but we're not going to open schools yet.
And you're going... We have so few reports of children dying from this. More children are dying from domestic violence and suicide from being kept away, kept in too much proximity with their parents that aren't accustomed to it. Anyway. So, I don't know. And he said, yeah, he said, so I'm not gonna say there's any evil intent here. He says, but we made a very large mistake. He says, now, the question is, are we actually gonna learn from this? And next time somebody starts getting hysterical about something, and China decides to lock everybody down, are the rest of us going to do that? And he goes, I hope not. Anyway, so... My personal thought is, I don't think we will. I think the governors are going to be so darned excited about the fact that they actually were people of huge consequence. Most people don't even know who their governor is. That's how consequential they are. And you go, good, that's the way America's supposed to be. Your government is inconsequential. Oh, Grisham.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's, of course, everybody says, oh, she'd be really good for a vice presidential pick. And you're going, oh, come on. And you go, no. The Democrats want somebody huge to run with Biden. I think they really would like Hillary to say, I'll be the vice president, with her knowing the chances are she'll be able to become the president. Joe Biden's dead. Yeah. Oh. I don't know that, but there's certainly a lot of room. There's a lot. Oh, no, you're fine. Oh, no. I was just going to say, well, there's no proof. It says, unless you can find a smoking gun. It's all just kind of conjecture. Didn't say it was bad conjecture. It just is, you know. It says, if you were to take it, see, I always fall into the dang lawyer and judge part of it and just say, there's no evidence. There's no compelling evidence. So can't get her. The best thing you can do is people like you who say, I will never vote for her. And you go, okay, that's fine. She can scream all day long, but that's not justified. And how misogynistic you are. You must be listening to your husband, Lisa, who's telling you to never allow a woman to be the president. Oh, that's what other people are going to be saying. Is that you're just obedient to my command. And they're going, oh, you don't know my wife. No. Well, I think this will be... This has opened up a floodgate, and it will never be closed. We will never reverse course. We will never say, okay, second you go. Yeah, I am. It says, why? Because. I said, because. Well, it says, if you're staking your happiness and joy on the doings of the government, you're screwed. Because it's not going to get better. It's going to get... It's going to get progressively worse. Because that's what progressives do. They make things worse. To a large degree. Now, personally, among your families, spiritually, it should have no bearing on it. Just so don't get weird about it. You know, go forward. When you go, this is all happening according to plan, you go, no, it's not a plan. I said, it's going as foreseen.
in there.
In their hat. It's a good hat, Matt. Sure you don't want to lose it, leave it there unless they want it? Mueller Inc. seemed to be that place there outside of, where is it? Edgewood. Mr. Hat Collector, I tell ya. Oh. So yeah, when people say, well, this is God's plan, you go, no, no, this is not God's plan. I said, God knows what's going to happen, and he's told prophets what's going to happen. He says, don't voice that as God's plan. He already has.
Instead of just saying, you need to set this up, you need to tell the people to do this.
Oh no, I mean in Revelation type stuff.
Okay.
He's already said what's going to happen. People sometimes will all of a sudden say, well, that's God's plan. You go, no, this is, God does not desire the suffering and the, and the, well, yeah, but it's not a setup. It isn't that God said, oh, you know, I'm going to make sure that coronavirus is overblown and that government sees a ton more power and nobody stops them and, you know, this and that. It's not like people who say, how come God let my child die? How come God let my wife die? And you're going, what's this thing of let? He looked out the scope of things. He looked at the whole situation. And he says, you did what you needed to do. You said, hey, if my preference has anything to do with it, I prefer my wife didn't die. And my child didn't die. If that's consistent with what you want, or with your, with what you see, great. I'm with you. Is that, and hopefully that changes the whole thing. You quit having, well, you never stop having people saying, God doesn't love me, God doesn't do this, God doesn't do that. And you go, God's expressed a lot of love to you. Going to do the best thing for what needs to happen given all the variables. He's a big picture guy. This doesn't mean that he doesn't sorrow with you. Might as well. How are you doing for time? Yes, let's go. Going, man. I'm feeling good. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, you know, stuff like that.
Well, Matt, since Dad's coming to see if you want, you can peel off and head home, or you can come with us.
It's up to you.
Why give you a choice?
Matt doesn't like choices.
Yeah.
Matt likes being told what to do.
We're trying to give you a little independent people to make choices in your life. You chose what you wanted to put on this morning. Nobody told you what to wear. Right?
up to you, man. It's okay, Matt. You're not gonna burn in hell for anything. Okay. Hang with us, man. Hang with us. Whoa, it's nice to have your company. Anyway. Yeah. And God will even do things. Help get you toward the celestial kingdom, even if you don't know about it, don't care about it, anything like that. He wants what's best for you, even if you don't know what the best even looks like. I think that was almost kind of what that movie yesterday was talking about. No. We all get into the immediate stuff, you know. What do I want right now? Huh. We can't see. We can't see very far. Yeah? Good. I'm gonna work on the outside of that. Good for him. Like I said, the more work they do on the house, the more likely it is they're gonna keep paying for it. It's been an excellent investment. It's our best investment, right? That we've ever done. Worse than not wearing one at all. That should make it grow. Yeah, going a little overboard there. They could turn that down to about half as high and actually do a better job. But I think that's what they're doing. Look at that. It's going down. Either that or it's one of those oscillators. Yeah. Okay. Well, people do what people do. Water isn't one of our big problems here. Well, it's not going to become one. It's not like 100,000 people are going to move in. 100,000 Africans, but can I be honest? They don't want to come here. They want to go to New York, Los Angeles, someplace with opportunities. Some people say, I'm confused. There's tens of thousands of people rushing the border to get from Central America to the United States. How come Tucumcari's not growing? They go, because if they have enough gumption to make that huge trip and come up here, why would they come to a place that's so, that it has no opportunity? That's when people say, well, they're just coming here to get our Social Security and our welfare. They're just coming here to get on our welfare program, because even being on welfare here is better than where they were in the past. And you go, well, some might be thinking along those lines. The Democrats certainly want to encourage every single poor person to come here, basically pay their way, give them encouragement all along the way to help them come. And you go, but no, you find the gumption people, they want to go where the action is. This place has no action. So yeah, even, you know, I'd say, oh, there's going to be 100,000 people that want to move here. And you're going, why? What would be the purpose in it? So they would have to go.
We'll take 100.
But the government doesn't particularly want to relocate them here. That will cause a lot of problems for government. You know, sorry. One thing you gotta know about politicians, they all wanna look good. And they don't wanna do things that will immediately come back and brand them as being either stupid or irresponsible or something like that. So no. You know. They're coming to Amarillo, they're going to Lubbock, you know, places that are actually growing and have jobs. Or places where these guys can do what they're accustomed to doing. You know, lawn care, personal service, stuff like that. You're basically safe because no politician with any kind of ability to do anything at all comes from Tucumcari or is interested in Tucumcari getting better. And you go, well, that's kind of in your favor. They're also not going to pull stunts on you. So yeah. Can it get bigger? No. Smart? Yes. Is it going to find some stable size? Yes. Is it going to be zero? No. You know, are we always going to have a hospital? Can we go? Yeah, probably. a little bit of spin. Maybe. This place has a contract, see? They watered the grass. I agree. And the people across the street here are the church. Not a lot of banging and screaming. Oh yeah, am I worried about the water problem in Tucson County? Nope. Is it gonna be okay? Yeah. Well, not Vegas. Close in Pacalas. Places that have excellent reasons to disappear. Chickenberry doesn't have a compelling reason to disappear. Phobos and Portales do have compelling reasons to disappear. If that airbase goes away and the university somehow just gets eliminated, then yeah. Yep, we have the interstate.
Well, they're not anymore.
Right.
Good morning.
And, yes, it says no. It's too big. Can it get bigger? No. Get smaller? Probably. You know, now, the kindest thing to do, like I said, would be to shrink up the town. Make it more purposeful. Because here's the funny part. The city of Tucumcari annexed Metropolitan Park. It says, but they didn't. Annex where the truck stops are. And you go, trust me, that was part of the deal. They said, you're not gonna annex this place or else we'll never come and you will lose the jobs. And the city went, okay, fine. It says we'll just have to tax. So the problem is Tucumcari's attitude now is you don't tax businesses, you tax people. And that's why the sales tax in Tucumcari is on the high side. And it discourages business here. their improvements to encourage and make, for sure. But they're not going to. Because to shrink up the size of the town or to try to reorder things to a different level, that would be considered a failure. And you don't do that. You go, so yeah. Do you think it's going to change? No. People go, oh, well, what kind of industry are you going to encourage to come here? It's like, none. What? But none.
Who ever got that Racino?
And then nothing ever happened. It was just a bunch of heavy breathing.
Most people pay money trying to get them to come here.
Well, it's not interesting. Texas has found other ways to do gaming that aren't these kinds of places. And it fulfills people's need for gaming. Therefore, it's not really an interesting thing. The existing casinos in New Mexico are barely scraping by. Because they're out in the middle of nowhere, on some Indian reservation, far away from Albuquerque, where most of the market is. They have to do so many incentives just to get people to come out to their place that, yeah, their profit margin is getting shaved down really badly. And yeah, if I were one of the investors in Coronado Park, it's like, why? It says, do we have a horse racing track already? No. Do we have a big huge building that looks acceptable for putting in a casino? And you go, maybe Kmart? The Kmart property is too far off of the interstate. It's gotta, you know, when you turn on all those lights, the people on the interstate need to see it. That's your basic advertising. The city gets the same old shafted deal they always get. Oh, we're definitely not going to put an end to Tucumcari because we're not going to be regulated by you morons. It says, but you'll throw money at it, and we know we can make you do it because we'll place a town, they'll shop here, and you go, you know what? That's not true. If people have good resources, yeah. It says they're not going to, yeah, and they don't even have a good job. I said, they're going to go, they'll go do their shopping in Amarillo, you know. I mean the people that you're supposedly going to bring in, you know, the experts, the people that actually run the place, you know. Here it'll just be, well, there's going to be some more, there might be a few more janitorial jobs, but they're going to make sure they keep those to a bare minimum. Yeah, stuff like that. and you're going, doesn't really end up producing a lot of jobs for Tucum Caring. You say, well, it's going to be a gambling problem, and you go, I think that's really overblown. I said, most of the people here already do all kinds of gaming anyway. The chance of them deciding to go out to the casino to do it, there's not going to be a whole lot of guys doing that. They'll just keep on going to Alts and playing the scratchers off the state lottery.
Yeah.
Which ends up being something that got touted as being this wonderful thing, and now it's not. It used to pay for scholarships for a lot of people for 100% of their education. And now, it's not. It pays for maybe this percent mark of your education. Instead of giving out fewer awards to people that looks really bad, they only give out partial awards to more people, which looks less bad. And you're going, yeah, because gaming really doesn't make much money. It was all kind of a trick. Run by a couple of rich people who said, hey, we can make a lot of money off of this. And it's a check from the state. They have to pay us. They have to give us our percentage off the top. Our percentage doesn't go down because they're not making as much money and they can't put out as many scholarships. It's like, as usual, people with some political clout making lots of money off of it and basically leave regular people holding the bag. Unfulfilled promises. Blah, blah, blah. You go, yep. It's like thought of all this COVID thing. Everybody's saying, well, let's just send everybody to college and send it for free. We're going to pay off all their student loan debt. And we're going to send the people who haven't acquired student loan debt to college. Well, the colleges are going to immediately double their tuition. It's like an insurance company. Doesn't matter how much it really costs. The only problem is the federal government will probably only be able to do that for a few years before it starts going sour. The chance of you getting through your 4-year degree before it just folds up on itself are pretty low. Then you'll be two years in on a worthless degree that you don't have. Didn't get you anything. So, I think it's funny. It is. So, like I said, so should you play games? And you go, no, don't play any games. Save your money. If you want those kind of sweet deals, go in the military. But know that they're going to jerk you around too. That's just normal. Am I going to sucker my sons into going on missions? Probably. See, you've got enough money, and you know what? If you go on it for 2 years, I won't bother you about going out and getting a job. You don't think they'll take that deal? And you go, oh, but they're going to be going for the wrong reasons, and you go, oh, please. 3/4 of my companions went on their missions for the wrong reasons. So what? Maybe they'll get a testimony out there.
Jesus Christ himself said this came with his conscience.
Yeah, said it wasn't for any, you know.
I have to think it's
probably. Yeah, I'd love that. It's not saying Jesus doesn't love us.
Yeah.
It says, but this is the expression of God's love. So it says, yeah, it's yet a whole other thing. When you meet Jesus, I don't know. I don't know he's going to react. It says, yeah, it says, be grateful, because I think if you're not grateful, I think he's not going to be very nice to you. If you come at him and say, well, how come you do this like that? He'd go, you know what? Leave me alone. I did my job. I told you what your job was. Just, yeah. And you're going, well, you're not very loving. You're going, well, you know, I never said I was. Told you what you needed to do. My deal was, I was going to do whatever it took to make it. I'm going to be the savior. Says end. You get to come along for the ride. I don't have to be all mushy-faced and mwah about it. I did a job. You're going, doesn't mean that I don't love people. But, yeah, I said, no. I'm not carrying you across a beach, okay? Because I've got other people that are much more better suited for that. I was suited for my job. So it was like the whole thing where it's like, would you lose your faith in God if you didn't wear the right clothes? And you go, sad part is, I would say a reasonable proportion of people would lose their faith in Christ. I don't think that that's a bad thing. That's probably one of the reasons why we have a veil. So we don't remember how people were before. Because for all we know, if we were to look at Jesus Christ ahead of time and said, he's going to be the Savior, we would have gone, I'm not going, I'm going with Satan. Seems safer to me. You know? Yeah. You're going, and I hope people don't think I am denigrating Christ on any level whatsoever. That he is who he is. And that is amazingly fantastic. If he's too big to give you the time of day at a certain point up in heaven, if you just decide that you're not going to follow him anymore, well, I said, you shouldn't expect much, because it sounds like Christ is going to be kind of snitty. We kind of get that impression from some scripture. You know, he ticks off the Lord more than ingratitude. And you're going, I think most people think that they can treat Christ however they love. And Christ has to be nice to them, like it's some kind of weird, you know, suicide pact. They can spit in my face and I'll still say how much I love them. And you go, no, Christ already did that. And you know what? I think he very well could be done with that. You know? And it's like, you know, I took that kind of crap a little while, and that's done now. Yeah, I don't have to take that crap anymore. And I said, so I expect he's been, you know, people come back and say, boy, he's got an attitude. And you go, do you blame him? And you go, no. There you go. That's all you gotta know.